Joe D'Arienzo says the committee's success so far is based on public support for its projects.
In the past, we've done like the Baranoff School projects. Centennial Hall is a big one, the crab apple trees there. Blatchley School. And we've been involved with advising with the fire hall and did some work up at Kimsham, the new Kimsham fields, although that's been an ongoing, it's pretty difficult substrate there to get things growing.
In all, the committee has planted 188 trees, 208 shrubs, and 1,500 perennials on public land. It routinely holds workshops and presentations, consults on other agency projects like the Sitka Performing Arts Center and the Roundabout, and participates in beautification efforts like the decorative traffic light standards on Lincoln and Lake Streets and the wild fish mural. According to Sitka's Park and Recreation Manager Lynn McGowan, all this has come at very little direct cost to local taxpayers.
Most of this is grant funded. There's very little in the city budget currently, you know, to match what we've been able to get through the Division of Community Forestry. And you know, part of the success, too, is also due to the fact that that funding source has been available over the year to, you know, pay for these sorts of projects.
The Tree and Landscape Committee is a results-oriented high-energy group, and they want to know where the public wants this energy directed next. Parks and Rec has developed a brief online survey on the City of Sitka website. D'Arienzo says it should take no more than about 5 minutes to fill out. Survey takers are asked to prioritize a list of 7 proposed projects downtown and 10 projects outside of core areas, places like Sealing Cove Harbor, the airport, or the Erler Street Electrical Substation. Landscape and electrical substation? D'Arienzo says the electrical department spends a lot of time pruning near power lines when the right tree would make that work unnecessary.
We're hoping to establish just a demonstration project there to plant some trees as examples of what type of tree to plant, you know, around power lines and, you know, things of that nature. And plus, I think the folks around there would like to see that area, you know, prettied up.
Pages 2 through 4 of the survey are wide open, soliciting input on good locations for trees and shrub plantings, as well as public art. D'Arienzo says the survey will definitely help the committee determine where to go next. His advice to people who might shrug it off seems to be, good landscaping does not happen by accident.
You know, it's an integral part of our community, and you know, it's almost like we take it for granted because you see the trees or you see landscaping, but it's I really think that it's you know, an integral part of the community and an important part, and people really do appreciate it.
To find the Sitka Beautification and Landscaping Survey, visit cityofsitka.com, find the Parks and Rec Department page, and look for the survey link.